T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, a new study finds blondes may be smarter than anyone else than we think. But it's because they're not real blondes.
Women.
That's why. Yeah, women.
Okay, yeah. Blondes may be smarter than other women.
Yes.
Okay, don't go crazy and start comparing them to men.
Thank you for calling me on that.
Let's just be clear.
I shouldn't have said people. I should have said women.
Thank you.
Not that women aren't people, but you know what I'm saying.
But people aren't women? Wait, what?
Well, first of all, how many blondes are real blondes? I'd say probably, 10% maybe?
Well, the story used to be that the hair dye was what made them dumb. See, they would call them dumb blondes.
Seep into the brain.
And they said, well, it's probably the hair dye, because everybody knows there wasn't no blonde women except the ones that got their dye. See?
Mm-hmm. Now the story is that among women, blondes maybe have a slightly higher IQ than brunettes, redheads, and black.
The stereotype is the opposite, but it's just not true. Hair color has no indication of intelligence. Knocker size, no, that's something
else. That's another story right there.
Me, I say the bigger the knockers, the smarter the woman. That's what I always say.
The dumber the man, generally.
What?
That's attached to them.
What are you talking about, dumb?
Our celebrity birthday list includes a young boy who was just visiting the Houston Rodeo last week. Brett Eldridge.
Stay out of his pants. Now
30 years old this morning.
They're all young boys at that level now.
Others include Michelle Monaghan. She is 40 years old
Who's
today.
Who's Michelle Monaghan?
She was in True Detective. She was Woody Harrelson's wife in True Detective.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
A bunch of other stuff.
She was a kind of pesky as his wife.
Pesky.
Did
because
you get pesky off
he
of
was,
her?
He was a little bit untrue.
In a fun kind of way. Yeah,
he didn't mean nothing by it.
No.
Kerry Russell is also 40. John Wayne Bobbitt is now 49 years old.
His wiener is 47.
Because it took 2 years off.
Yeah.
Maren Hinkle is 50 today. That was the ex-wife Judith on 2 and a Half Men. Remember when Richard Grieco was a name?
Yeah,
there
I do.
There was a time.
21 Jump Street.
This guy, Officer Booker.
He was supposed to be like, he is going to be a huge actor.
That was going to be it.
Just like those guys, Luke Perry and those. He is going to be monstrous.
Now, Richard Grieco?
Never happened.
Tell people who he is now. He's 51.
Never took off for the boy like it was supposed to. He was going to be like a George Clooney type. He was going to be big.
Catherine Keener is 57. She was that nice, sweet girl in the 40-Year Virgin.
Yes.
Amanda Plummer. Yeah, that's Chris's daughter.
That's Honey Bunny.
Amanda Plummer is 59.
Honey Bunny is almost 60
That's right,
now.
From Pulp Fiction.
Put the gun down, Honey Bunny.
Let's see. Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
Thank you. She's 63.
Gotta do
63.
It.
63. Rick Ocasek of the Cars is 67.
Is that the guy with the glasses that...
Still with Paulina Poryskova.
I tell you, he did pretty good for himself, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. You guys were always shocked by that.
Yeah. Remember that video he did where he turned into a fly and landed on her
landed
nose?
Landed on her cute little upturned nose.
Isn't that cute?
That special?
I'm a fly. Yeah, that's really great.
So happy birthday. And of course, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you as well. We would mention all of you, but we would be here the rest of the day.
The reason you don't mention all of us is you're just like an a-hole.
Is that my problem?
Yeah, if you were nice, you'd mention all of us.
I just mentioned everybody.
Everybody would be mentioned. But you just mentioned your close personal friends.
You know, yeah. That's all I do.
Have you tried the flu diet? It's a great way to lose weight.
The flu diet?
Yeah.
Where you get the diet, the flu on purpose?
Apparently, the flu is a great way to lose that weight.
Yeah, but it always comes back.
Yeah, yeah, you got true. That problem.
Because you don't keep the flu forever.
It's a good jump start if you're looking to diet. You know, you want to lose 20 pounds. Yeah. Well, that first five is the flu.
You'd be surprised how many people waste a good jump start, though. Okay, I'm off to a good start. You know, they'll starve for a week or
yeah.
something. That's a good start. Yeah, they never hang on to it.
Today's the day that Peter Lorre died of a stroke way back in 1964.
My God, people that was a long time ago.
I still remember him from those Humphrey Bogart movies.
And yet people can still do a Peter Lorre impression. They sort of know what it is.
Yeah, but they don't know really who they're doing. Oh, today's that fun day. And this day in history, 1980, a gunman walked into the New York offices of Elektra Records. He had a gun. That's why they called him a gunman.
Yeah, that might have been the first use of the word gunman.
And he demanded to speak with either the Eagles or Jackson Browne. And people panicked and screamed, and there were women crying and hiding behind, you know, cabinets and stuff. And then finally, one of the guys from Elektra Records told him that the Eagles and Jackson Browne both live in California. They're not here in New York.
Yes, they are on this record label, but they don't live here.
So he gave up at that point. I guess he turned him. He said, okay, fine. Screw it. Never mind.
So nothing happened.
No, he's probably still in jail. That was 36 years ago. But, you know, it's crazy.
I think he's still in jail.
Happy anniversary to Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley. They were married in New York on this date in 1985, and it lasted until 1994, which is a pretty good run in showbiz. Circles.
You remember how it ended?
With a divorce.
She got trapped on a helicopter, crashed on top of a mountain, and her and another dude that were in the helicopter.
A millionaire dude, if I'm not mistaken.
They didn't know
mistaken.
If they were going to be rescued or whatever, so they went ahead. Well, you know, we never know if we're going to be rescued before we
last chance
death,
so we have to.
We might as well. And I guess she enjoyed it so much that she came back and said, Billy, I got a little bit of sad news for you. Good news is I'm rescued. The bad news is... you and I are going to have to
The other good
split.
News is that if you have to crash and be stranded and near death, you're accompanied by a multimillionaire. That always works.
Or a supermodel.
Well, in his case, yeah. he did okay, too.
I'm crashed, but it's with a supermodel, so I got that going for me.
Did it occur to you that maybe the two of them was traveling together because they was already?
Oh, are you thinking you know this saying? Might have already
that
been a deal?
That might be how they ended up on the same helicopter together, you know. I'm just saying. That's
I bet
all.
Billy didn't even think of that.
Oh, I bet he did.
Billy, did you think?
It might have occurred to him along the way.
Really? Okay.
Oh, well. So, that's the celebrity update for you.
That's the deal with that, huh? Okay.
We never had such luck trapped on a mountaintop with a famous supermodel. Never happened.
No.
Things like that don't happen to us. Happens to other people.
Bachelor season finale was a little over a week ago. The numbers have come out now.
Yeah, I've forgotten all about it.
Bachelor had 9.6 million
Is that good?
Viewers. That's okay. Series premiere of this new Criminal Minds, Beyond Borders. They've taken Criminal Minds to other countries now.
Yeah.
It had 9 million
Maybe it's criminal of me, but I don't really care about Criminal Minds all that much.
Criminal Minds is a good show. I enjoy watching it, but... unlike CSI, which I don't watch, they didn't go to different cities. I mean, they didn't have the separate episodes.
Well, that's expensive
but
to do that. Yeah.
Now they're doing it, but they just went out to the rest of the world.
They got the money. You know, we got the money now. We can.
Now it's Criminal Minds Global.
When you first start off with some kind of production like that, you don't have the money, and then you expand. It's like some of these sitcoms. Pretty much everything's in the kitchen or in the living room.
That's all the sets we have.
There's not a lot of out and about. You know, the very first Seinfelds that came out, there was no street scenes. There was none of them walking down the street and doing the stuff they did later. It was all just in the apartment or maybe in one of the apartments.
Right.
And later it was like, okay, we got money now. We can add street scenes.
To answer your question, is that good for the finale of The Bachelor? 9.6 million viewers brought it in ninth place in the top 10 TV shows.
Boy, television is really sad compared to what it used to be.
That show I told you about a couple of weeks ago that I enjoyed, Steve Harvey's show with the little kids called Little Big Shots, that's number 2 this week. The ratings went up Now he's got 13 plus million viewers.
13 million viewers
is number two.
Back in the day, wouldn't have put you even anywhere near the top 10.
But hello, we're not living back in the day, are we?
Well, ain't that the truth?
Ain't it a shame?
By the way, I'm going to look into that flu diet. I think I might try
Move
that.
Move over Atkinson South Beach. Now you can lose up to 25 pounds in less than 2 weeks. How? With the new flu diet.
Sounds good.
I lost 8 pounds in 2 days thanks to the flu diet.
The flu diet is sweeping the nation, and it really works.
I lost 15 pounds in 3 days.
Unlike other weight loss programs, the flu diet allows you to eat whatever you want, as much as you want.
Oh, God.
And you'll really work your abs, glutes, and sphincter. The flu diet, now available. Catch it today.
Yeah.
Big and Chaos stand up and beg for mercy with just plain common sense. Walton and Johnson.
I'm smiling and dialing.
That's that guy, isn't it?
Yeah, the smiling and dialing. That's Louis Prima.
I love that Louis Prima.
Louis Prima played animals on Disney movies and things like that.
That was that orangutan, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. What did they call him?
Louis.
Louis.
It's King Louis.
They named him after the guy.
Mm-hmm.
What does Trump's wife know about Cruz's wife? Don Trump turned to Twitter to issue a threat aimed at Ted Cruz's wife. What's her name? Heidi?
Heidi.
Ominous message said, Lion Ted just used a picture of Melania from a GQ shoot in his ad. Be careful, Lion Ted, or I'll spill the beans about your wife.
Yeah, it's not what
wife.
Melania knows about Heidi. It's what Donald will tell us about Heidi. She's going to get burnt like toast if she keeps messing
My
with the Donald.
My guess is Donald doesn't know anything about this.
Probably not.
Because she kept kind of straight arrow.
Yeah, but they can make allegations. Because she Maybe used to so. Work for Goldman Sachs or
Well, Trump,
you know.
Don, that
all
is.
All you have to do is just work for that company and they can make all the allegations they want.
That is your wife naked right there.
It is her.
I mean, you can't deny that is your naked wife.
Anybody holding that against him? I don't think that's a reason not to vote for the man.
I'm looking at this picture and I'm thinking, I wasn't voting for you, but I'm kind of leaning that way.
Beats having to see another look of strong face, don't it?
Yeah. In fact, Trump, where do you get these women?
Yes, great swing, Charles. Excellent form.
Thanks, Bradley. Can I offer you something to drink?
Sure, yes. I'll have a spritzer with a twist.
No problem. Oh, Ursula, darling. Bring us both a spritzer with a lime in it, please. Would you, dear?
Yes, my husband. It is my pleasure to be serving you.
Cheers.
She's great, Charles. Where did you meet her? Aspen? Bora Bora? Dubai?
No, not quite. She's a Trump bride from Donald Trump's mail order bride service.
A mail order bride? I had no idea.
Well, with Trump brides, I could find my perfect match by opening up opportunities to connect with the finest women from countries and cultures that span all over mostly Eastern Europe.
You don't say. Is it expensive?
With Trump brides, you pay more because you get more. Trump brides don't complain about doing chores in the kitchen or the bedroom. And with Trump brides, you don't have to worry about being murdered later on while you're sleeping, so she could send the inheritance money to her real husband back home.
Whoa, that sounds great. But do they have any other nationalities besides Eastern European? What about Asian or Pacific Island?
No, you can't get an Asian. But I did see one Russian girl on their website who looked like she might be cross-eyed.
Oh, so how do I sign up?
Well, just go to DonaldTrumpBrides.net and enter the promotional code, Make America Great Again.
Make America Great Again?
Yeah, it's part of Trump's whole plan to fix America. He wants to get rid of all the Mexicans and replace them with supermodels from the Czech Republic.
Sweet.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. You know, once again, I'm leaning into the guy. That's his plan.
They keep trying to tell us why we shouldn't, and it keeps sounding like why we should.
I know. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. That sounds like a pretty good, damn good plan there.
Unless there's a better candidate still in the race, and there happens to be in Ted Cruz. He's still in the race.
Does he have any naked pictures of his wife he'd like to show us?
He has some, but he doesn't want to show you.
Oh, okay. That's oh, he does have some. Okay.
Well, don't you all have naked pictures of each other?
No. No, we don't. Not.
Would you like to buy some?
We're
get it?
Saw that one coming
that's
in, you folks.
The
huh?
oldest joke in the book right there.
Ba-room!
Right after Pull My Finger, of course.
Yeah, I guess Pull My Finger is the oldest, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, the cavemen were doing that, I'm sure.
Pull my finger. Smells like mastodon.
Yeah, funny you should say it. We had mastodon last night.
You're right. That is a knee slapper. Meanwhile, a rare Beatles record that's been hidden for 50 years sold at auction for $110,000. A 10-inch vinyl.
$110,000.
Featuring John Lennon's first ever writings. Hello, Little Girl.
Oh, boy. Pedophilia.
You have to know that was a British guy that bought that, right? I don't think an American would buy that.
No.
$110,000? Damn. That better be rocking good for that. 110 Gs?
Are we going to hear it? Are you going to play a little of it for us?
Yeah, let me go get that real quick just because I think inquiring
slap
minds.
Slap that on the turntable over here.
Yeah, let me get the turntable queued up here. It's a 10-inch vinyl, you know.
The what?
You kids don't know about that.
I hope it's me. Love, love, love. So I hope there'll come a day when you say, you're my little girl.
Well, boy, I couldn't have lived without that. Here's $110,000. Thank you.
I'm not feeling it. No wonder that wasn't a hit. Just wasn't very hitty. You know that old guy on The Sopranos, he could tell you about. What was that guy's name? The old crazy.
You're talking about the old white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that had the run in with Master G. Or Massive G.
Massive G was wondering why that old white dude wanted all that money.
Hesh. That was it.
Hesh. Yeah. Hesh got all the money from the brothers doing all the work.
So Massive G said, because Hesh said, I wrote that song with little Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, so you wrote this song with little Marvin. So which one of them doo-wop, diddy-woody-doo-doo-doo-doos was you doing in there?
Yeah, that wasn't none of him.
Was that you in there, Hesh?
Make that money.
Doing that doo-wop, diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo. Yeah, that was me. Sure it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Anyway, British. Go figure, huh?
Ain't they peculiar?
They are so peculiar. And about 90% of them are gay, you know.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Speaking of the British, what they call the Brexit, leaving the whole European Union thing, they said, boy, that took about 10 steps forward yesterday.
Is that right? Well, what's England bragging about? They got more Muslims running over their country than all the other European countries.
But there's guess what the number one thing the press is worried about this morning?
Terrorism?
Attacks on our airports, attacks on us.
No.
No, they're really worried about a Muslim backlash against Muslims. The backlash against Muslims.
The victims of these terrorist attacks always turn out not to be the people that were blown up and bloodied and shredded by nails and glass. No. The victims are the Muslims living in the neighborhoods that are going to have to suffer the backlash now of people angry at Muslims.
We're already seeing hate attacks and terrible things being said to Muslims. Of course, nobody's gone anywhere in a Muslim area and blown up any building and killed hundreds of people or anything like that.
It's not yet.
Just are you saying that might be something
that may wondering why, though.
Come up?
Well, at some point, people are going to start noticing all the trouble seems to be coming out of this one group of people, and that one group of people all seem to live over in this neighborhood or that neighborhood in that particular town.
I told you what I'd do.
Maybe that's where we need to start doing and some control.
I got in trouble with the CARE.
Mm-hmm.
The Council to Screw America by the Islamic types or something like that. I said, you know what we should do? You need a president with a sack. And maybe that's, once again, the reason they like Trump, in addition to his naked wife, is that Trump seems to have a sack. He talks a good game. We haven't seen him do anything yet.
Mm-mm.
But whenever there's an attack, you just tell these Muslims, tit for tat, baby. Tit for tat. I just like saying tit.
I can tell. It's quite obvious.
Quid pro quo.
So what you're saying is we've had 20 killed, so what we need is 20 volunteers from the Muslim community to step up.
Eye for an eye.
We've got to take them out.
I have to, if you attack us.
What about the 230 wounded? Or are we going to deal with the wounded at
all? Well, we'll see what the collateral damage is. Whenever you attack us, we'll do something in kind, exactly the same way.
But if we ask for volunteers first, shouldn't the Muslim community just send out kind of like Hunger Games, where they send out their
no, because then you'll get the martyrs that think they're going to get 72 virgins. This needs to be people that don't want to go, like the people that were in the subway in Brussels that
didn't want to die yesterday.
No, this needs to be people that don't see it coming and just say, okay, you blow up. Try to blow up the White House. How about we blow up something sacred to you? What about that big rock they go dance around in a big circle? What if one day they're all dancing around the little circle, throwing the rocks and doing the wailing and all the stuff they do, and suddenly they hear...
You're mixing up your Jews and your Muslims a little bit, but anyway, I get the point. Yeah.
You know, the rock of the whatever, the thing where they do the dance, the Hajj.
Don't run at the Hajj.
And they blow up something big like they did with the World Trade Center, and you hear... coming in. I know they don't whistle like that, but it makes great effect.
It's better for radio if they do.
Yeah, they do. And just say, oh, that's not there anymore. Oh, doggone. What are you going to bow down to now? And just kind of hit them where they live instead of sitting back and going, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? We have to find out what we're doing wrong that's causing this.
Well, everybody's got a different idea about what we should do, what we could do, what might help. But this doesn't sound like it's going to be helpful at all. Saudi Aramco, that's OPEC's most powerful player in the Middle East oil group, they have announced plans to take full control and buy the Port Arthur, Texas oil refinery, the largest U.S. oil refinery we have.
Holy cow.
Strategic value, of course, given the American oil boom and appetite for oil in America and foreign oil anyway, blah, blah, blah. The Saudis would have complete control over the refinery. I mean, basically, they said they're taking control. It means buying it. The Middle Easterners, the ones we were just talking about, would own the Port Arthur oil refinery.
Just speaking for me. I don't think that sounds like a very good idea.
Mm-mm. No, really, they said it can process 600,000 barrels of oil a day. Or, if the Saudis control it, it could process no barrels of oil a day if they decide.
Well, I am.
That can be their call.
I am announcing the new bar I'm opening up in Port Arthur.
The Allah Akbar? And grill.
That's right, ladies, on Thursdays, don't be afraid to show a little wrist. A very little wrist, or they will cut off your head. I joke. But seriously, a very little wrist. Allahu Akbar Grill has daily drink specials of water. Water drink specials.
Hi, welcome to Allah Akbar and Grill. Today's special is the couscous that comes with a side of misogyny. And we serve it on a plate made out of ancient Christian artifacts, which we stole from a museum in Syria.
Very good.
Also, it's ladies' night. That means we have some ladies for sale, fresh off the boat. They're mostly from Nigeria, but we've got other countries too. And if you enjoy finger foods, we cut people's hands off here when they've been accused of theft. So, what can I get for you?
I will have the Allah Akbar!
Come join 100 sweaty jihadists dancing the night away to the soulful sounds of the sitar. Allahu Akbar and Grill is Houston's first and only jihadi bar. We are blowing up H-Town. We're blowing up in H-Town. I gotta remember, in H-Town.
Allahu Akbar
and Grill.
It's a whole chain. I understand Tillman Fertitta is going to buy us out.
Any minute now.
Put his little special twist on it.
I've been listening to this whole discussion. I think you're both making really good points, and I just have to say it. You sound hot.
Ooh, doggy, we got a party now!
You're listening to Walton and Johnson.
Small town. lives in a small town. Tiny little town. The good news is that the guys at ISIS aren't going to just go for the big targets anymore. The marching orders they received this week is, yeah, big terminals and stuff. That's great. Big gathering areas. But just kill them where you find them. Small towns, little cafes, middle of the street, shopping center, wherever. Just kill the infidels wherever you find them. It'd be good for us.
That's probably so that middle America can feel the terror.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, believe it or not, most Americans don't live in big cities. I know the big cities got a lot of people in them, and you look around and you think, boy, there's just too many people here. But most Americans don't live in the big cities. They live in average-sized cities. So they think, well, it's going to be New York or Chicago or Houston. I don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
you can worry too.
We're killing too many big city people. Let's spread the death around. Let everybody enjoy a little death. Isn't that great? Once again, you see why Trump is getting so popular when he says things like, probably, how about getting rid of some of these Muslims? And everybody goes, hell yeah. Except the leaders, they're going, oh no, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That is hateful. That is, you are profiling. You are, yeah. People dying of PC, political correctness.
Absolutely.
Stop it. Who else is blowing anybody up? Oh, that's right. Brock keeps telling us, look out for the right wing. When's the last time the right wing did anything? They keep bringing up the guy from 1995. That blew up the right. building in Oklahoma City.
There's still that one guy. Remember that one time?
1995. That's been a while now. Okay? Dragging that one up, huh? Great. Spectacular. Pittsburgh, worst place. Oh, best place to celebrate Easter. Why the hell is that?
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh?
That's odd.
I've been to Pittsburgh. I wasn't feeling any kind of Easter joy there.
You know where I found was a great place to celebrate Easter? And I don't mean specific place, but I mean...
Tahiti?
Resort hotels.
Yes.
Because most of the Easter celebration is going on around churches. So I went to this resort hotel out in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was nothing but Jewish people there. Because they weren't having any of that Easter nonsense, and so it was quite a different atmosphere.
Oh boy, not having it, huh?
Mm-mm. They just don't have to.
Yeah, I get you. Other best cities: St. Louis, Orlando, Cincinnati, Birmingham, Atlanta, Honolulu, huh? Cleveland. Worst city for Easter: Hialeah, Florida.
Really?
What the hell's up with that?
Huh.
And then Laredo, Texas. Oh, I know what's going on there. Henderson, Nevada, Los Angeles, Santa Ana, California. A lot of California. San Jose, California. San Bernardino, California. A lot of California all over that for some reason. I don't know. Yeah. Who the hell thought this stuff up? Who cares? Best place to celebrate Easter? At your house with your big screen on.
That's the best place to celebrate.
Thank you. Which is the best place to do almost everything.
Thank you
very Super much. Bowl, I'll go if I get tickets to the Super Bowl when it's in Houston next year.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, they just have to fall in my lap.
By the way, we do have the...
best place right there on their own damn couch.
Even if the Texans don't make it, we do have the antenna out. For the free tickets.
Yeah, but it does look like the Texans are going to the Super Bowl this year. There's some baseball magazine predicted that the Astros were going to win the World Series this year.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen is right after that,
double banger,
the
huh?
Texans are then going to be the first team ever to go to the Super Bowl in that town where the team plays.
Although I must tell you, that Roger guy,
that Goodell...
The Saints were going to do that one year, and he shot them the hell down.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
He does not like that happening.
It's Brock Osweiler to the rescue. They can't stand in the way of the giant quarterback.
Domo Haragato, Mr. Roboto. The man cannot be stopped. He's like a robot. He's like Klaatu back there with a football. Pass the ball, Klaatu. That's what we're thinking anyway. We haven't actually seen him in action. Saw a little bit of him in Denver, but to be perfectly honest, really didn't get to do that much on offense. Denver mainly wins on defense, so mainly the offensive guys just kind of sit on the side with their helmet in their hand and watch the defense win the game. Now, Peyton did that and got him in the Hall of Fame, so he's good. Not with a Indianapolis helmet on, by the way.
It did not get him in the Hall of Fame.
No, probably not.
Peyton Manning is not in the Hall of Fame.
He will be.
He won't be for 5 years in the Hall of Fame. So don't be getting ahead of yourself
they
because
change,
he's some white man's just guaranteed to get in the Hall of Fame.
This may be when we have to change the rules, kind of like we did with the Republican convention.
Yeah, maybe we'll just go ahead and have a brokered a vote for the Hall of Fame. How about that?
They're talking about changing the rules before the convention so that they can have Scott, what's his name, be the presidential candidate.
I thought it was going to be Paul Ryan.
Or Paul Ryan, yeah.
I don't know why. Kasich thinks it's going to be him.
Kasich thinks it's going to be him. Mm-hmm. And then same thing with...
You know, the voting isn't done yet. Why don't they let all the rest of the states vote first? There are still plenty of Republican delegates out there.
Same with the Football Hall of Fame. Why wait 5 years when you know Peyton Manning belongs in there right now?
That seems like a gimme, doesn't it? That's a gimme.
Let's get him in there. Come on, let's go. Waive the rules.
I think that's the plan.
Waive the rules. Let's get him in there. He needs to be in there right now. I know many of you will agree with me. I know some of you won't, but there's a lot of things you people are becoming, quite frankly, a pain in the ass about your lack of agreement. Alex Rodriguez is now dating someone who isn't hot.
Wait, what?
This is kind of like a bulletin.
No, A-Rod don't date the unhot.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's dated Kate Hudson, Cameron Diaz.
He usually gets supermodels or actresses.
Even Madonna.
Ew.
Now he's dating a Silicon Valley CEO businesswoman, Ann Wojcicki.
And you know she's not hot, or is she just not famous for being hot?
No, she's really not. She's kind of like average looking, you know. She's the founder of the genetics company 23andMe. You may have seen it advertised on television. Not to be mean or anything, but she's not exactly what you expect for Alex. She's not, you know, for a guy that goes for looks, she's not ugly or anything. She's kind of cutish.
But not hot.
No supermodel, not hot.
No, not supermodel hot.
Maybe A-Rod's finally decided... That a deeper meaning is necessary.
Has he grown up a little bit? Maybe has he taken my advice now and looked inside?
You know, there's more to life than being really, 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 really good looking.
Eventually, there is.
Yes. Yeah. So A-Rod settled into that groove now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a chick probably has some money, and A-Rod's probably thinking, you know, I plowed through a lot of my money. I had some, but I've kind of.
Now, he did date other chicks with Silicon Valleys before.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No, I said Silicon Valley.
That's a place.
Yes.
In California.
Yes, not the valleys.
Oh, well, never mind then.
You're talking hills and valleys.
Yes. Featured as adult entertainment and not recommended for children's ears without parental supervision.
Walton and Johnson Radio Network.
We've all been in this story before, you know. You're at a place, something's going down, pull over a guy, he takes off, he's high, so there's a police chase, and you end up at a ham raffle. Happens all the time.
We've all been there. Boy, how many times?
Yeah. The old ham raffle story.
So the police is chasing a dude, and he ditched the car. And run off into the middle of a ham raffle.
Ham raffle at the fire station.
And then you just kind of act natural, maybe even bid. And the police will say, well, that wasn't him, obviously.
No, he wouldn't be bidding on a ham after a
police. He'd be here in the middle
chase.
Of an auction for a ham.
He ran inside, tried to blend in, like you say, tried to. They spotted him.
Now, how in the world did the police figure that out?
He was acting all nervous. You could tell he wasn't there just for the ham. He was charged with driving impaired, criminal mischief, reckless endangerment. We don't know who won the ham, but they did continue on with the ham.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah.
When we don't have so much terror to deal with.
Somebody enjoyed a delicious ham.
And it usually comes out after it's too late. Because Jeb Bush isn't going to be our president. You know that, right?
Jeb!
Old Jeb exclamation isn't going to be president. But now that this news has come out, you wouldn't want him to be president. Would you want a guy who's dumb enough to loan Jeb Bush $400,000 just a couple of weeks before the campaign ended?
Wow.
Jeb Bush was that idiot.
He was willing. He has so much money, he was willing to lose $500,000 just to look good.
His campaign, while it was shriveling on the vine and dying, he loaned it $400,000.
Now he plowed
so that they could just kind of keep it afloat for another week or two.
Yeah, just so he could look good, so he could quit on his own terms. He plowed through $235 million to lose spectacularly in every. Trump figured out one time how much he paid for each vote in one of those primaries, and it was staggering. It was something like $35,000 a vote. It was like, really? You could have got, if you'd have paid somebody, probably you probably could have got out and bought a lot more votes at about $1,000 a vote. Give you $1,000, vote for me. I bet they would have done it.
They say here, in all, the former governor put nearly $800,000 of his personal funds into his bid. The entire campaign raised $35 million.
What a dumbass.
In total. Now, if he doesn't get hit at some point over this, a huge amount of money that somebody didn't get what they bought,
yeah,
then I don't know how they do it. Well, I just don't know how they get
the
away
with
it.
The big donors, they said the campaign raised, but see, that's misleading because he was given that they didn't raise by the big donors. Some of them, they said, up north of $230 million. These are the people that are very upset that he was losing his ass.
That's the ones I'm thinking probably put a hit out on the boy if he doesn't get it back to him.
What is he going to do? How do you?
He's not even a governor anymore. He can't even help him out in Florida.
I know. What do you, when you run into those guys someplace, awkward, right?
Awkward.
Hey, how you doing, Jeb? Didn't I give you $23 million here not too long ago to help me out a little bit? And you told me you were on your way. Bush family legacy, no way you could lose, that kind of thing.
Super PAC said they raised $119 million for him. Yeah. And they still have $16 million of that left.
Oh,
but,
good.
But there are rules about whether they can use that for certain things.
Can they give it back to the guys?
Well, you know, it's only $16 million. How are you going to divide that up over all the rich
These
people?
Guys have just got to be at, and it couldn't happen to a nicer group of jackasses, the ones that have been buying favors for the last 50 years. The American public has served notice they're not being bought this year. No matter how much money anybody spent. Jeb spent more money than anybody.
Yeah.
He didn't go anywhere.
And you could tell early on. I mean, it was obvious this guy wasn't going anywhere.
Spend all you want. It ain't going to matter.
Keep giving him money. I just don't get that.
Trump is pretty much an astounding story. He's got the money, but he's not spending any of it. He's getting it all for free.
Yeah, why would he when they give him, what'd they say, $500 million worth of free publicity on the news?
I heard he's only spent like a few, $2 or $3 million, which is nothing for him, of his own money in this campaign. Pretty astounding. He said, now, when it comes to the regular election, he may take some donations when it's him and Hillary. Because a lot of people, he said, a lot of people have been wanting to donate, and he's been holding them off going, no, I don't want to owe anybody. But he said, since it is the presidency and it's down to two, he may let some of the donors dive in there and help out a little bit.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, bring them on in.
That's always awfully big of it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
kind of let them play.
Appreciate that.
Feel like they're in the process, you know, that kind of thing. Bring them into the house. Starbucks said they're going to be donating 100% of all their unsold food to the food banks. I've often wondered about that.
They used to do their muffins and things like that, but a lot of their food needed to be refrigerated, and now they've come up with some kind of a special high-tech system of the future.
You know why every company doesn't donate their – the food waste in America is horrible. Restaurants, various eateries, that kind of thing, grocery stores, stuff that's like one day over there. It's still good. Hungry people can still eat it, but they throw it in the garbage.
They got to get rid of it.
Because of lawyers. They're worried about lawsuits. Some homeless guy gets hold of a bad artichoke or some, gets some kind of bacteria, sues them, brings down the whole chain. So you're not allowed to feed hungry people anymore because of lawyers.
Isn't that just sad?
so many problems because of lawyers.
Trump hasn't brought up
lawyers. You know what we need? We need some hungry homeless lawyers.
Yeah, we do.
And then I think we'd start seeing some rules changing around here.
I like that idea.
We need more starving lawyers in this country.
Have you met one? Have you ever met a lawyer?
Ain't that a shame?
I don't have two nickels. Well, the closest thing I've ever seen to one is Jimmy, that guy from Better Call Saul. He's pretty broke. Drives a two-tone car. You know, he lives in the back of a Chinese nail shop, that kind of thing.
He's got a car. You know, if you drive downtown to the homeless, go see the real homeless downtown under the overpasses. Talk to them. Ask them what they used to do when they had a job, when they wasn't homeless. I don't think any of them is ever going to tell you, well, I was a lawyer.
There's a lot of spectacular stories there. Yeah. I used to be a CEO of Exxon. You know, now I'm down here under the underpass. When a guy tells you that, don't believe him. It's probably a story.
Yeah, most likely.
I used to be the bass player for Three Dog Night.
Okay, now that one might be true. Because you can get another bass player.
Sure.
All they do is go thump, 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 thump.
Oh, you said bass player?
Yeah,
no wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have been a bass. Should have been a lead guitar or singer. Yeah, that's the guys that get the glory. All right, look, we're done here. And by that, I don't mean forever, I don't think. But we will find out tomorrow if the door is open and our card works and we are allowed to enter. We shall regale you once again with Tales of the Improbable.
And maybe tomorrow morning we'll see exactly what's going on at the Atlanta airport right now.
Uh-oh. Trouble?
I got a report, but unconfirmed.
Is it the rise of the right-wing lunatics?
It might have just been a precautionary evacuation kind of a thing.
Maybe somebody left a suitcase with smoke coming out of it.
And the breaking news from CNN is that they've got a number now. They said approximately a dozen Americans were injured in the Brussels terror attacks.
But nobody killed.
The State Department guy has finally given a number because he talked to his boss and he said, tell him it's about a dozen because then we can move it around.
But let's not do a backlash against our Muslim brothers.
No, we wouldn't want that.
No, that'd be something we'd really be worried about, isn't it? I'm just sweating at night thinking about it. Don't forget, boys and girls, to eat it every day.
Walton and Johnson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.